Cities like Detroit, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, and Lansing have their clerks' offices going full tilt, processing a wave of absentee ballots. That also means that some poll challengers have started to monitor election proceedings. In Detroit today, one poll challenger wearing a horror mask and shouting at workers was kicked out of the TCF Center as volunteers began processing ballots.
What unit are you with, sir? What unit are you with, sir?
A video was taken and posted to Twitter by a Detroit Free Press reporter. But by and large, these types of events go on with little fanfare or drama. Here to talk about the day and clerks' preparations for elections and tabulating is Barb Byram, clerk for Ingham County. Barb, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, my soul. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, first off, we need to talk about your Twitter feed.
Do you like my jokes? Aren't they great?
For the uninitiated, Barb Byram has populated her Twitter feed with a series of increasingly vile puns as Election Day draws closer with the hashtag, could you say it for us, Barb?
Joke, then vote.
Why did you do this? Why did you submit me and so many other Twitter followers to this?
Well, towards, I think it was November of last year, Twitter had gotten very negative and my stress and anxiety probably got the best of me. And I decided, by golly, we're all going to start with a really bad joke every morning. And so I think I might have missed a couple days, but I've tried to have really bad jokes every morning.
Barb, what are some of your favorites from this screed that you've been on?
Oh, my soul. So my favorite is, where do polar bears vote?
I'll bite.
The North Pole.
No.
Wait. What's Forrest Gump's password? The number one, Forrest, the number one.
One, Forrest, one. She'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I would say you are definitely the mom joke queen of 2020.
Oh, my soul. Thank you so much. I appreciate that crown.
I don't know exactly how it changed mental health in this year, but I'll just say thanks. As to the workplace, how are things going in the clerk's office so far?
Well, you know, we're doing great. Ingham County is one of Michigan's larger counties. And as of Saturday night, Halloween night at 11:59, Ingham County clerks had received 89,128 absentee ballots already submitted. And so we are on track to triple the number of absentee ballots voted than 2016. Now, keep in mind, 2016 is not 2020, because in 2018, the voters passed Proposal 3, which allows no reason absentee voting. So that's one of the reasons why we're seeing an uptick in absentee voting. But then certainly the other reason is because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
What did you learn about counting absentee ballots during primary season this year?
Well, as county clerk, I usually don't count ballots. Now, this time around, I am hosting a consolidated absentee counting board. But some of the things we know as election officials, we knew months and months ago that we needed more time to process ballots. Unfortunately, the legislature did not act as well as we thought as we had hoped.
We should say the legislature passed a provision that does allow people to start processing ballots for tabulation a day early. You're suggesting that wasn't enough?
No, it wasn't even close enough. What the legislature passed was allowing local clerks to open envelopes. That's it. And added more work if they decided to open the envelopes today. I know City of Lansing is taking advantage of that opportunity and East Lansing as well. So we'll see how it helps or doesn't when it comes to the time in processing absentee ballots. It takes quite a bit of time to process an absentee ballot, more time than it does an in-person voted ballot. And that's because there are policies and procedures that must be followed to maintain the secrecy of the vote for that voter, and then the safety and security of our elections.
Do you expect much in terms of a large turnout for in-person, regardless of the number of absentee ballots cast?
I expect in-person to be active, perhaps not as active as in 2016, but I do expect those polling locations to still be active. Yes, people are very engaged in this election.
You know, I mentioned that there was already a bit of an incident at the TCF Center in Detroit. Could you tell us a little bit more about clerks' relationships with poll challengers who are trained by organizations on the right and the left?
Right. So challengers, it's a specific designation. They must be credentialed, typically by a Democrat or a Republican party. And there are laid out reasons why a challenger may challenge a process or a voter, but that must be done in good faith. And if it's not, then that clerk or that precinct chair will contact the county clerk or the Bureau of Elections at the state of Michigan and proceed. This is usually a very straightforward process, and I expect it to be tomorrow as well.
Are problems common? Is it typical to see someone perhaps getting aggressive on a tabulation day or as they're watching over the vote?
It's all about the procedures. And so we should not have aggression. We should not have yelling. We shouldn't have any of that. That is not expected. Our precinct workers are individuals who are committing hours to the democracy. And it is imperative that we thank our election workers and treat them with respect.
You've had plenty of time to sort of go over in your mind all the planning. Is there anything that's still maybe that kept you awake last night about planning for tomorrow?
Well, planning for tomorrow, local clerks, county clerks, we have been preparing for this all year. And the election doesn't just end when the polls close. After unofficial results are posted, the next day, the Board of Canvassers, two Democrats and two Republicans will go through the election and make sure everything balances and things were done accordingly, and then ultimately certify the election. My concern at this point is making sure that all individuals who wish to exercise their right to vote are afforded that opportunity, regardless of if it is via absentee ballot or in person on election day. I want to make sure that they're able to exercise their right to vote in a manner they so choose.
Well, but what kinds of things? I mean, do you have any indication of whether spots that are typically high traffic will be especially high traffic tomorrow?
I do not at this time. Ingham County has already received, Ingham County clerks have already received over 89,000 absentee ballots submitted. So that is a large chunk of voters who have already taken advantage of absentee voting. Keep in mind, Ingham County has just over 214,000 voters.
Is there anything that's particularly surprised you about how this election cycle has played out, either in terms of turnout or who's volunteering and how many folks are volunteering to work the polls this year?
I have been pleasantly surprised by individuals who have never been engaged in elections or politics or anything of that sort, who have come and volunteered to work the election. And now keep in mind, when one is a precinct inspector or election worker, they're not actually volunteering. They're getting paid. They're not getting paid much, but they're getting paid. And it is wonderful to see the next generation of election workers stepping up.
So what are you projecting about how long it might take your office to deliver certified results? And is that very different than the time that it will take for us to know who won some of the important races, including the top of the ticket presidential balloting and the Senate race and other races of high concern this year?
So Michigan law requires the county clerks to certify election results to the state by November 17th. But we will have unofficial election night results sometime Wednesday morning, I hope. In Ingham County.
What are the factors that you think might most affect your ability to deliver that?
So oftentimes it's if there is a computer problem, if people did not show up to work on election day, breakdown in communication often is the opportunity when results are delayed. So I expect Ingham County to have their results mid-morning on Wednesday. But anything could happen between now and election day. And although we are just over 24 hours away from when polls close at 8 p.m. local time, in Michigan. Anything is possible, but I know that the election administrators in our great state stand ready to conduct a fair election.
Well, we know in 2020, not only can anything happen, but anything usually does happen. Here's hoping for a nice, quiet day for you and your volunteers and your staff. Barb, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. I have plenty of coffee, Excedrin and Tums.
Barb Byram is clerk for Ingham County.